Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So last night, and we got some breaking news coming out of Olathe here in just a moment, yeah, that Dana's gonna update us on. The New York Knicks advanced to round two of the NBA playoffs last night, but they had to play in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, which is right next door to New York, pretty much, was so upset that on their previous game in Philadelphia, New York Knicks fans showed up en masse. The ownership of the Philadelphia 76ers bought thousands of extra tickets to ensure that New York Knicks fans could not buy them.
Wow.
And gave them to their own fans.
Dan, this is something I'm going to have you check on.
They lost the game, by the way.
Because this is happening in real time. One of my best friends says, we're on our way to Lawrence. What is going on K-10? There are tons of police right at K-10 and K-7 on the south side. The dogs are out, guns are drawn, and police are running into the woods. This just on the south side, a ton of police activity there. Hmm. We don't know why, but if you are in that area, be aware. Something is going on. That's not training. They're running into the woods with dogs for some reason.
Well, yeah, it's somebody ran. You don't do it for practice.
No.
Okay. Dan, if you find anything out about that, will you let us know? A story here from the UK Guardian. A former Pennsylvania nurse has been sentenced to life imprisonment after admitting that she intentionally injected nearly two dozen of her patients with excessive doses of insulin, killing three of them.
Wow.
Heather Presti was sentenced yesterday in Butler County State Court near Pittsburgh, where nearly 40 of her victims' family members spoke about how her crimes upended their lives, according to a press release. Elizabeth Simmons Ozella, whose mother Irene was one of the deadly overdose victims, said she would, quote, never forgive Presti for what she did. She took someone, quoting here, she took someone from this earth that she had no right to take, and she played God when she didn't have that
right. Oh, my God,
right.
Listen to this. Presti had 22 victims in four counties over the course of 3 years at five different facilities. We're going to go back to this.
Okay.
The victims ranged in age from 43 to 104. 43 to 104, okay?
All right.
22 victims in four counties.
Three of them died.
3 years at five different facilities. What does it say to you that someone works for 3 years in five different facilities? You know exactly what was going on here, Scott.
She was getting fired and rehired.
Yep. We saw this in other high-profile nurse sabotage cases, murder cases.
Not long ago in Ohio, I can't remember what city.
Where
I think it was Cleveland.
The hospitals, and I'm trying to remember the one that I watched the documentary on that is just stunning. They think he might be the most prolific serial killer of all time.
Something nurse.
Yes, bad nurse. Or no, it's called good nurse.
Good nurse.
Because he was such a good nurse.
Yep.
Yeah, until he was killing people. Where the hospital, Scott, knew or knew enough that something was hinky with some missing meds, and people were like flatlining at a much higher percentage when he was working than when he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like people that were otherwise perfectly healthy that went in for, you know, something simple ended up dying, right? And so what the facilities would do would be like, we're going to call HR in and we are just going to part. We're going to let you go.
But there's such a shortage.
We're going to go in a different direction.
But there are so many openings for nurses at other facilities. It's easy to get picked back up.
But the bigger issue is, Scott, why didn't the first facility or the second facility or the third facility, if there was any inkling this was going on, why do you not turn them in? And the answer is the first facility doesn't want to be sued. So they don't say anything. They just fire you.
Did so-and-so work for you?
Yes. What date? This date to this date. That's all you can say, right?
That's right.
So instead of doing the right thing, these very rare murderous actors are passed from one place to the other because it's easier for the facilities to have the motivational blindness that we talk about.
She pleaded guilty in exchange that they would not seek the death penalty against her.
Ooh.
Quoting here from Presdy in court on Thursday, "I am very sorry. I am sorry for what I have done."
No, she's not. She's sorry she got caught and doesn't want a needle in her arm the way she put a needle in her victim's arms. So she pleaded guilty.
Why is it, and maybe I ask out of ignorance, it's been years since I've taken a call from somebody who says, "Hey, did so-and-so work for you?" "Yes, they did." "From what time?" "Blah, blah, 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 blah." "What was the circumstances of them leaving?" "I can't get into that."
I don't know. A code blue 3 times a day, every time he was on his shift, and why, we can't explain it.
Why can't you tell them the real reason that you let somebody go?
Lawsuits.
But in the medical industry or in law enforcement, shouldn't there be a different rule, so to speak?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, I believe so, that you should not be able to pass in the healthcare industry super bad actors from one place to the other.
It's one thing if I let when I was the news director here, and I let a reporter go because he or she just wasn't very good.
They're not going to go on and kill somebody.
They couldn't write stories very well. They didn't sound good on the air. And somebody says, "Hey, well, you know, why'd you let him go?" Well, I'm not going to get into that. But nobody's going to die if you hire them. But if you're in law enforcement or you're in the medical field and you're let go because, I don't know, maybe you're doping people up on insulin and, I don't know, killing them, shouldn't that be open record?
I think.
Or if you're in law enforcement.
Employment files generally or not. Let's not make it about law enforcement. That's a little more difficult because let's say you've shot and killed 6 people. That's going to be in the news. Okay.
Yeah, but what if
in a way that a nurse who is, you know, working on that ICU floor or in a recovery wing, the unsuspecting next employer would have no way of knowing that.
But I think you're looking at law enforcement in a different light than I am. And I would just simply say, well, we let him go because he dropped the N-word on somebody, or he pulled over white people at a much higher rate than he did other people, or he roughed up people that we thought was inappropriate, right? Not that he killed anybody, he or she killed anybody, but they just did not do the job of law enforcement the way that we want.
Here's why. Because if you get one police chief that for whatever reason doesn't like you, let's say the police chief's racist, okay?
Okay.
Then that chief could then legally say to the next agency, "I mean, you could hire that guy, but I wouldn't, if you know what I mean." And then that's not fair either. The nurse that we're forgetting about, they do think is one of the most prolific serial killers with no known.
Was it 21 victims?
Oh, they think it could be hundreds, Scott.
Oh, really?
Okay. Is Charles Cullen.
That's right.
At least 5 different hospitals knew he was killing patients and did nothing to stop him. Each time his actions were investigated and uncovered, the hospital's lawyers and administrators decided to fire him, but not report the crimes to police to avoid any wrongful death lawsuits.
Was it in Ohio?
And I remember, Scott, thinking when I watched this, that those people that knew should be in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they not in prison?
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks. You know, several people on the text line, as we were talking about this story, wrote in and said, look up Dr. Michael Swango, S-W-A-N-G-O. And I did. Born in 1954. He is an American serial killer and a physician, Dana, who is estimated to have been involved in as many as 60 fatal poisonings of patients and colleagues, although he only admitted to 4. He was sentenced in 2000 to 3 consecutive life terms, no chance of parole. Serving those sentences in... Let me find out where. It just says ADX Florence. I don't know where that would
Why
be.
Why can we not craft some sort of legislation that would either criminalize sweeping this type of behavior under the rug or incentivize hospitals and health systems to come forward? Almost like we have laws that if someone is dying of a drug overdose, you cannot get in trouble if you call police and ask for help, right?
Right.
Because what is happening, and these are rare cases, but the bad actors who sabotage these hospitals are almost incentivized to keep killing people because the hospitals are so worried, God, if we tell anybody, we're going to get sued, that they just bounce around from system to system and system, killing more people.
Let me play the devil's advocate for a second. I am a nurse at your hospital. You think that I'm running around giving them more insulin than they need?
Sure.
Or, you know, there have been some suspicious deaths on my watch, but you've convicted me and I've been convicted of nothing. No one's convicted me of a crime, but you fire me because you don't want this on your hands anymore. But you're going to keep me from getting a job at another hospital, yet I've been convicted of nothing.
But if there was an incentive for you to reach out to police and say, this is the evidence that we have, let's reach out to the FDA or a hospital governance body, if there was an incentive to do that, mm-hmm. where you knew, look, we might take a hit in the beginning, if in fact this is true, but at least protect us on some level, whether that's through insurance or otherwise, because we came forward and did the right thing to stop the behavior.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Let's go to Jeff in Raytown. Hello.
Hey, buddy, what's going
what's
on?
Up?
So I'm kind of just mimicking what you said there just at the end of that, Scott. The thing about it is that, I mean, let's be real. The healthcare industry is a big money deal, right? It costs money to prove that nurse so-and-so is an angel of death, or this doctor is, you know, killing people. That's the first thing. It's going to cost them a lot of money. Now, here's the problem, though. If I'm not convicted of anything, if you've not accused, you can accuse anything you want. But if I'm not convicted of anything and I go to another job and you say, well, we terminated them because a whole lot of people died on their watch, that can be considered slander. And now they're going to, the bad actor is going to end up winning in the
right.
end on that because. He's out here doing as I love to hear you say, Dana, nefarious deeds.
Yes.
And so now he's going to end up winning because the hospital doesn't want to spend the money to prove that this happened. And let's be, I also got to imagine for hospitals, when someone dies of something strange, like. I went in to get a tooth pulled somebody goes in to get, well, you wouldn't go to a hospital for that, but a common everyday thing, but their body didn't do well with the anesthesia and they end up passing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants somebody's head for that. And so the difference between a truly bad actor and a doctor that lost a patient, you know, and is grieving over the fact that he's lost a patient too, it's hard to prove the difference.
Yeah, it's true.
So, but then you come, so no matter what you, so for the hospital, it's just, it's cheaper and it's, I
easier.
Really
I hate to say it, Jeff, and, easier. It's easier.
But don't
it
you have an obligation?
Easier, but it's also more moral. I mean, from their perspective, they're going, do we really want to try to prove that this is an angel of death?
Yeah, we really don't know.
When they're already going through the pain of having lost a patient. That's a big deal, you know. I make a mistake at my job, and my boss goes, hey, don't do that again. They make a mistake at their job, and somebody dies.
Fair yeah. point. But these aren't mistakes. These are not mistakes, Jeff.
True. But that may be true, but you have to prove that they're not mistakes. And that's where the problem comes
in. And to Jeff's point, and thank you for the call, Jeff, I would even say, you know, the 0.0001% of the worst surgeons in the United States, where they are not intentionally trying to kill people, but they keep killing people in the OR, if you know what I mean. It's mm-hmm. the same thing, Scott. They are. I did a story on this back at Channel 5. That guy was allowed to bounce from Leawood to Omaha, then down to Texas, and just kept killing people all the way. And accidental deaths, but negligent deaths. And one hand was never talking to the other one. And so you go to find a surgeon down in Omaha, you have no idea he's killed six people here on the operating table.
Well, shouldn't that
not
be
intentionally, because the malpractice is paid out, it's swept under the rug, and then they move on. And again, we're talking about rare cases until it's your loved one.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a fraction of a fraction.
Correct.
Of the people who practice medicine. However, to your point, and it's a good one, that fraction of a fraction doesn't matter until it's me going under the knife. And now I'm going under the knife of a guy who should never, ever have a medical license.
Correct.
And my odds of getting out of here better than how I came in are less than nil.
Do you have the right to say to your surgeon, have you ever killed anyone? And if so, how many people? I mean, that's an awkward thing to ask.
They don't have an obligation to tell you. I mean, there's a commercial on right now. I don't know who the advertiser is, but the doctor comes in and the gal's sitting there on the table, and he goes, Karen. She goes, it's Carol. And he goes, which leg are we operating on? She goes, it's my left arm. And he goes, yeah, it's all connected.
Funny, not funny.
But I mean, that's the kind of stuff that weirds me out.
Yeah.
You know, and makes me hesitant, God forbid. And I know there are people in the audience who are in the medical community. A lot of you are. That's the kind of stuff that weirds me out when it comes time for me on Monday morning at 8 o'clock to go to KU to get my knees looked at. I'm petrified. But I'm doing it because I have to. Because I can barely walk anymore. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, spring is a great time to get started on incredible outdoor projects. And for many of them, you're going to need great topsoil. There's only one call to make. Call my friends at American Topsoil. I had James and Josiah from American Topsoil come out to the house recently. Just take a look. See if there were some areas around my home that needed foundation maintenance. These guys are good. They saw things that I would have never caught, and they got straight to work. The foundation of your home is the backbone of your home. At American Topsoil, they're experts in maintaining a positive grade on the ground around your foundation. Remember that term, positive grade, because that is vital to prevent water from pooling around the foundation, which can lead to a variety of problems, including cracks and leaks. Family owned and operated for more than 30 years. These guys are people you can trust with foundation maintenance at your home, and they do it right the first time. 913-888-SOIL, 913-888-SOIL, or online at americantopsoil.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries,
and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's go to Pam in Olathe. Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5 o'clock. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Scott. How old are you?
I am 52.
I had both my knees done 6 months apart at 61. I am now 71. I went to the doctor a few months ago because I had fallen, and he took x-rays, and he said after 10 years, my knees look like they're brand new. It's the best thing you will ever do, Scott. It's no big deal. If I had to do it over again instead of 6 months apart, I would have them both done at the same time.
Well, I can assure you that there have been, in the last 12 months, two major changes in my life.
Right.
And Dana is responsible for both.
Okay.
She was the one who jumped in and got me sent to rehab. Right. And thank God for that. And she was the one who set up Dr. Perry for me earlier this week. And then when I didn't call him,
I yelled at him, Pam, yesterday.
She came into work and she goes, did you call Dr. Perry? And I said, no. And she goes, call him right now. I said, the show's in 30 minutes.
We made him call and set up the appointment from the newsroom. And when he did, Pam, he was angry, persnickety, and he flipped me off with both fingers said, and I quote, I hate both of you.
Well, yeah, I did.
You know what? They have you walking the day of surgery.
Pam, I know that this is something I have to do, and I need to do. And I thank Dana for it. But in the moment when I'm being treated like a 15-year-old kid who's not eating his peas, I get a little frustrated.
Well, of course. And you're a typical male, isn't he, Dana? Doesn't want to have any pain or anything, but they'll go through pain now instead of just a few weeks, and then they're done with pain, you know?
Well, Pam, I'm going in on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I'm not getting the procedure, but they're going to start taking the X-rays or CAT scans or MRIs or whatever it's called.
And I told him, Pam, and we're going to give everyone an update next week. I want to know on a scale of 1 to 10. How bad is it? Or maybe 1 to 100, because it was funny the way you framed it with a word that we can't use on the radio.
Dr. Bus.
He also used the same word with the description of your knees.
Well,
and I want to know, like, give us a percentage when you come back next week.
Like, how bad are
How they? Bad is bad? And I don't want him to go, oh, it's bad. On a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being you have nothing left and 100 being you're a perfectly healthy 20-year-old, where do you fall on that scale so we can let everybody know?
I would bet it's a 20.
Okay.
That's what it feels
that's
like.
That's fair. Sure.
But
that's also the number of times you fell on the pickleball court.
Well, that's also fair. But I will say, and I shared this story with Dr. Perry either yesterday or the day before, whenever he called in. It was 2 days ago. Dr. Buss, who's been my longtime family practice doctor, did an MRI on my knees 12 or 13 years ago. And he called me up and I said, how bad is it? And I'll clean this up. He said, he goes, Scott, we did MRIs on both knees. I go, yes, doctor, I know. He goes, they're effed up. I mean, that's literally what Dr. Buss said to me.
And that was a long time ago that he said that to you.
That was 12 years ago. Yeah.
It's time.
He goes, they're effed up.
And I'm telling you, I will even help with your rehab. I even have the little desk bicycle thing from when Chris got his knees done. It's like a little ground bicycly thing. Tiny.
It's just two pedals. Under the desk?
It's two pedals and a little thing in the middle. And you just boop, 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 boop. And then my mom borrowed it because she just had her knee done. And we'll get it back from her. And then when you're rehabbing at home, you can just boop, 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 boop.
Huh?
Yep. Bought it on Amazon. $45. It's yours. I also have a walker with little tennis balls on it. You can have that too.
Joe in South Kansas City. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Dan and Scott. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Thank you.
Well, hey, just off to the side of it about the doctors and surgeries and stuff, a buddy of mine went up northeast.
Don't say the hospital. Do not say the hospital.
Nope. Anyway, simple carpal tunnel surgery came out. Anyway, they finally figured out that he was over anesthesia'd. Severe, and I'm sorry, Scott, I don't know if I could ever have an operation after hearing what happened to him. See? There was nothing he could do. Severe amnesia. I've known this, I still know the guy, ain't seen him in a long time, had no idea who I was, it was terrible. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but there was nothing he could do. They went back and pulled the records. The anesthesiologist is apparently a separate thing from the actual surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable.
And Joe, thank you for the call. Are there outliers where bad outcomes happen? Yes.
Sure, of course.
You are perfectly healthy. You are going to be fine.
I know. Somebody says Dr. Buss is my doctor too, and that is exactly the way he talks.
I love it.
How bad is it, Doc? Your knees are effed up. Longtime Mizzou basketball coach Norm Stewart.
Yes.
Was inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians. During a ceremony in the Missouri House, Norm Stewart pulled away a black cloth to reveal a bust of his likeness, patted the statue on the head, and joked that he's grateful that the sculptor did not leave him bald. Stewart's bust will be on display in the Jefferson City Capitol Building alongside sculptures of other Missouri greats, including George Washington Carver, Mark Twain, et al. Stewart coached basketball at Mizzou for 32 seasons.
Wow.
Finishing with a 634-333 record. Reached the NCAA tournament 16 times and won 8 regular season conference titles.
All I remember screaming is, sit down, Norm!
Sit down, Norm! That's right. When it comes to airport expansion projects, the Gulf states and Arabia are abuzz, and the competition is fierce, Dana Wright.
Mm-hmm.
A mammoth airport in Saudi Arabia is already setting records for size, but there are new plans in Dubai to ratchet up the race to be the world's busiest airport by passenger volume. Busiest airport in the world. Not Atlanta.
Not Atlanta.
No, Dubai. Saudi Arabia's King Fahd International Airport currently wears the crown as the largest airport in the world at a whopping 300 square miles.
Oh, come on.
It is bigger than the neighboring country of Bahrain.
I was going to say that's the size of a city, and then you just said it's bigger than the neighboring country.
The Saudis are not resting on their laurels either. The country is working on a new 6-runway airport at King Fahd International by 2030.
I would not be able to travel there or roam around the interior of that space. That's too big. Oh, I would get lost.
You should see. You should
I would
see
miss
the
my
renderings.
Flight.
Look at the rendering of this airport in Dubai.
Okay, well, that's beautiful.
I mean, that's incredible.
Do you know my friends have so little faith in me and my directional
as far as
challenges?
Traveling.
Yeah.
Well,
so little that today
you have friends actually set up your travel plans for you
because
you can't.
They
do
book
it.
My flights.
Carrie does.
But
that.
Today, I went on a walk. And there are trails out. It's actually toward your neck of the woods, Scott. But I didn't even do the trail. I did one loop that was 4 miles. Okay? And, man, I'm telling you, my dogs are barking. My dogs are barking after 4 miles.
That's a long walk.
And when I sent a photo to my girlfriends and said, oh my gosh, this is so peaceful. It's such a beautiful day in Kansas City. We're on this 4 mile walk. The reply was, who's going with you? And I wrote, what, like, LOL, what? Who's going with you?
Right.
They thought there would be some silver alert for Dana if I was walking alone on a trail.
I don't think you would qualify for a silver alert. But I mean, even though AARP is knocking on your door,
disheveled,
you're not there yet.
Mature woman lost in woods. Please send help. Do not approach if you see her.
Do not
look her in the eye. I go, my God, I'm bad. I'm not that bad. And they go, you say trail. And I'm like, make sure your cell phone's charged.
Oh, that had to hurt.
But what a gorgeous day. Oh, my gosh.
And the pictures you sent were beautiful.
It was like an hour and a half, and it was just so
peaceful.
Peaceful and lovely, and it's a beautiful day out, and I'm telling you, I'm liking your side of Kansas City, Scott.
So all of a sudden, Western Sean Henry doesn't sound so bad.
I never in a million years thought I would say it. I absolutely love it. And you know, I've been in my house like forever. I mean, my whole
20-something years.
All the kids grew up out there.
Yeah.
But
you're going to love it.
I'm excited.
Well, so if I could give you some advice, there is a walking trail that goes near my house along Mill Creek.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, leisurely, pleasant walk, and you get to see the creek the entire time, and it just ripples by, and it's nice and gentle.
Lovely, calm breeze. Yeah, no, I'm all in. I like it. Yeah. Who knew?
I'm not so dumb after all,
am I? I don't know when we're in the same zip code, but we're going to be close.
We will not be in the same zip code.
It's going to be close.
But it will be one number off. Correct. That's how close you're going to be. Come on
you're
up.
You're welcome.
Come on up. No, you're welcome.
No, it's a pop-in. Dana's going to totally perfect the pop-in, you guys. Ding dong.
Hey, you ready for a walk down by Mill Creek?
I'm here.
Sure. Let me grab my shoes with my new knees.
Oh, my God, I'm going to do that just to drive you crazy.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Well, you know I don't answer the door.
Right? I know. I can hear you rustling on the carpet.
913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way in just over an hour here on Dana and Parks. That guy is Chris Minder. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Hey, if you're our age and you want to go back to 1988, you can do it tonight. Bob Jovi is at Ameristar. And Dana will be there.
So fun. We're going to bring this up in the 4 o'clock hour. A Michigan woman has filed a lawsuit against her former employer. She was a customer service representative, Scott. And so her job all day long was to call people on the phone.
Okay.
She was a customer resolution specialist, meaning someone calls in, they're disgruntled about the product, they have a problem, she would be the one to call. She is alleging that anyone that worked for this company was told you cannot hang up on a customer if they are berating you, if they are rude, if it is like threatening, or if it is overtly harassing in nature.
What if it was like racist or something?
Yep. You get where I'm going with this? She is suing, saying she has complete anxiety because she was not allowed to either hang up or fight back. And I'm curious for our customer service people, how much do you have to put up with for your job before your employer says, cut them loose? You know what? They are so awful. We don't have to help them.
And when they've gotten to that point, Dana, you know this.
Yes.
When they've gotten to that point, there's no bringing them back.
Nope.
So whatever it is that they want or they're calling you about or maybe you're calling them about, there's no resolution once they get to that point.
Okay.
So why not just say, you're obviously having a bad day.
Yep.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Yep.
Have a Snickers.
Yep.
And goodbye.
Stop saying you want to kill me, you know, that kind of thing.
Or the N-word.
Which is threatening. She also says she endured repeated egregious incidents by the same customer for about 1 year. And I'll carefully, when we get back at the top of the hour, tell you what it was he was doing on the phone.
Okay. Quick update on a story we brought you on Wednesday. Major League Baseball and Nike have come to terms. They are going to increase the size of the letters on the back of jerseys.
Okay.
Apparently, your name is not big enough. Remember, it's the name on the front, not the name on the back, guys.
I think it was more that you could see through their pants.
And, thank you, they will be making adjustments to individual pants that players wear beginning in the 2025 season, according to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Some players in spring training complained about the fit and the look. The white pants that are worn by some teams are see-through enough to clearly... Well,
I got it.
Says Commissioner Rob Manfred, player and club feedback is extremely important. And together with Nike, we have listened to our players. And as a result, we're addressing their concerns. Not this season, but next. Nike is also working on a solution to address the slight color differences between the jerseys and the pants on some gray road uniforms, as well as the discoloration that is occurring because of sweat.
Gross. Don't you think Nike would have tested that? Come on.
One would think. Quoting here from Manfred, the commissioner, we will continue to work with Nike to make some adjustments with the goal of delivering a uniform that looks good and helps MLB players perform at their best.
Mm-hmm.
The uniforms are made by Fanatics with specifications set by MLB and by Nike. Okie dokie. Drew Carey took over as host of The Price is Right back in 2007. It's been almost
It's
been almost 20 years. You were on the show.
I was, but Bob Barker was on, what, like 35 years or something crazy?
He retired in 2007.
Okay.
Drew Carey, with whom you are familiar, says, I am not going anywhere. He spoke to Entertainment Tonight. I think Bob made a mistake by retiring.
He was 105.
I'm not going to make that same mistake. As long as my heart ticks and they want me on this show, I think I will do The Price is Right. I just love it. I think I was made to do this show.
You know, it's my understanding that after 6 years have passed, former contestants who may or may not have been successful on that program.
Well, you won the whole damn thing.
Are welcome to reapply and go back. And I'm going back. I'm totally doing it.
You should go back.
I want a twofer.
You should go back. You crushed it.
I want a shot at Plinko. I'm going to be honest. I want cash. I don't want a trip. I want cash. Keep the car.
You want a car, which you sold. You want a trip to Puerto Rico, which you sold back.
We declined.
Or you gave back.
Mm-hmm.
You did win a trip to Napa Valley that you kept.
Best vacation of my life.
And what else did you win?
iPhone.
Did you keep that?
Uh-huh.
You kept the iPhone and the trip to Napa Valley.
Yep. But declined everything else.
You sold the car. You kept the car,
yes,
but you sold it.
And all of that, so fun, came with a $17,000 tax bill.
Was it worth it?
Totally.
Do you still have a bunch of the Rice-A-Roni?
Right.
Lifetime supply of the San Francisco treat.
It was $1.89 a box. I know my Rice-A-Roni prices, Dan.
Okay, all right. Dan Weinbaum has the news in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks. Festivus Friday, 1 hour away.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.